Hello, and welcome to Here to Help with Leon and Dustin.
Hi guys, welcome. If you're a first-time listener, congratulations. If you're not, well done.
Yeah. Thanks for listening to another one.
Absolutely. It's been a break, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
We've
basically just been revamping, working,
doing loads of stuff.
Really loads
exciting
of stuff. Yeah, we've got a producer involved now. Do you want to say hello,
sports
producer? Oh no, she's really shy. Oh
yeah,
bless her.
Come on.
Come on, say hello. Go on, they want to hear your voice. Oh, no, she's too shy, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at her.
Yeah, I know. It's almost like she isn't here.
Yeah, isn't she's it? So hot as well.
Yeah, she's so fit.
Oh,
no, stop giggling.
Oh, and funny as well.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're back. And we're back with a bang.
With a vengeance.
That's right, yeah.
And a bang.
Yeah. In the meantime, there's been loads of stuff happening. What have we been up to?
Bungee jumping. Just like throwing.
Yeah, I went punting. Ever been punting?
What's punting?
You do it like on the river. You know, like gondoliers. Kind of like that.
Oh, I'm
but
a big
you're,
fan of the gondoliers. You're,
he, what he does is punting.
They're a great band.
So you get the...
The Gondoliers.
Yeah, they're awesome, aren't
awesome,
they?
Awesome, yeah.
They're
a really good line.
That
as
really
well.
Sick tune. It's my favourite. But yeah, we're back. And if you've never listened to the show, Dash, you want to explain what we do?
Oh, I can't even remember. Well, basically, we are Agony Uncles.
That's right.
Yeah, damn right.
We should get a little tune in there.
Agony Uncles.
Something like upbeat, like grime.
Agony Uncles.
Or just like proper like rock metal kind of just
yeah,
something like that. But yeah, we've been busy. We've been thinking about you a lot. Actually, we've missed you. I know there's been a lot of call for people
really
actually need
you.
Our help.
Yeah.
So if anything, it's good to be back. So what we usually do at the beginning of the podcast is just talk shit for 10 minutes, generally about what we've been up to. I've got a good story.
Oh yeah.
Actually.
Oh, cracking.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Monday morning of this week, I had to be at work at 10.
Ooh.
So I kind of thought, well, lie in, you know, get up at 9. You
Sleep
know.
Lying.
Absolutely right. Now, I live opposite a park, and at 8:30 in the morning, there were these kids on a Monday morning in their school uniform going crazy in this park, screaming, yelling. And, you know, I got double glazing, but it's clearly not working.
Wow.
Right? So I'm like, okay, like, I'm not going to do anything about it. I'm going to just try and sleep the kids. What can I do? It got to the point where I opened my window and told them to shut up. And then everyone quietened down. And I was like, okay, great. I can, you know, have another half hour in my bed. That made them go further.
Yeah, of course
they just
did.
Got louder, louder, and louder. And the first time I said shut up, I didn't even show my face. I just yelled from the bottom of my window.
And now they're doing it for your benefit.
Exactly. So, yeah, I got up again. And this time I did show my face, you know, topless, just in like a third story flat, opening my window, being the old grumpy man.
Yeah, that's literally it.
Just yelling at them, just like,
shut up.
Yeah, exactly. And then again, they got louder and louder. So I was like, okay, how's this going to work? And I said, shut up! I've got a baby in here and it's trying to sleep.
That's good.
And I just got really grumpy and stuff like that. I don't have a baby, ladies and gents.
No, he doesn't.
But I would try to get back to sleep and I couldn't. My heart was racing so much because I was so angry and so mad.
And what time was this?
This is like 8:15, 8:30.
Bloody hell, they should be at school, really.
They should definitely be at school at that time.
Bloody kids.
And then I realised and thought about what I said. I've got a baby in there. I realised I was the baby. I realised I was the one who wanted to sleep. And then these guys, like, closer to 9 o'clock left because they had to go to school. And I heard one of them yell out, I hate your baby. I was devastated. I was like,
you were devastated, were you?
I was. I was just like, who would hate my baby? I know, but, you know, who would hate a baby? Can you hate a baby?
I don't know. It depends.
Even the uglier ones you can't hate, can you?
You can dislike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't hate a baby, can you?
I've never hated a baby, no.
But I'm going to get up one morning and I'm just going to hang out by the swings.
But now those kids think you've got a baby, so you got to keep that lie up. So yeah. If you see them again, you got to have like a push chair.
Oh, yeah. I don't think about that.
You got to do that.
And soon enough, the baby's going to get bigger.
Yeah, oh well, yeah.
And then, never thought it out. And then when I was riding to work that morning, I don't have a bell on my bike, which is stupid.
That is stupid.
Really stupid. And I should get one. But I went past an old man and he tutted at me because I didn't ring my bell or anything like that. So I turned around and I said, "What are you tutting at?" And then I realised I'd become a dick.
What are you tutting at?
That's exactly how I did. And then, at that point I realised without my podcast and without our listeners out there, I've become a dick.
Mental.
Yeah.
Making up babies.
I haven't even thought whether it's boy or a girl. Indiana, I would call him or her.
Oh.
Indy, for short. What would you call your imaginary baby?
My imaginary baby? Probably call it Randy. Kind of like that name.
Randy.
Yeah.
That kid's going to get shit at school.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it is. No one messes with Randy.
If Randy was the spitting... If you were called Randy growing up, that would have been amazing. That's what your kid's going to be like. It's going to essentially just be you growing up.
Called Randy.
So what have you been up to this week?
Well, I went around a friend's house last night.
Yeah.
Had a few beverages.
Oh, yeah.
Monday night. Never been out on a Monday night, if I'm honest with you.
No?
Ever.
It's a good night to go out. Mix it up.
No one tells me when the weekend ends.
Apparently they have, and this is the first time you've broken through.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was good, actually.
It's quiet, though, isn't it?
Very quiet. I walked through town, and this guy was waving at us. So he gave him a wave, and he was like, "Give me some love."
What?
So I was with my mate.
What time of night was this?
12.
So
midnight.
So was he with a group of people, or?
Just on his own. And he came over and gave us a hug. Like, oh, that's kind of nice.
Did you accept the hug?
I didn't really want to, but, I felt obliged.
Your arms were raised. They weren't by your side.
They were by the side.
They were by your side. Okay, but you just gave him the chin.
Yeah, it was so weird. And then he was like, we were chatting. He was like, he was out celebrating the death of his dad or something.
It's quite morbid.
Celebrating his life, obviously, not his death.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Well, maybe it was.
Maybe. So we gave him a hug, and we were chatting, and then somehow we got onto the point that he had he pulled up his sleeve. And he had a swastika on his, just on his wrist, tattooed.
Forearm?
Yeah, on his forearm, that's it. Just massive swastika.
Yep.
And at that point, I was literally speechless.
You were just like, what do you say in that?
And then we just walked away. And then nothing was said for a while. And I think I just went, we just hug a Nazi.
Shit. You hugged a Nazi. Well, a Nazi hugged you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a messed up. I wouldn't do well in that environment.
And I'm very Jewish looking as well, so maybe that's it.
Maybe that's why I wanted a hug.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, no.
I know, a Nazi wouldn't hug me.
Why not?
Just because I'm like brown sugar. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I'm white sugar.
Well, I don't know.
I'm Jewish sugar.
So you were just going out Monday night hugging Nazis?
Yeah.
Sounds like a great
Monday.
Well,
I've never been out on a Monday night, so maybe that's when they come out.
Monday nights.
Nazi night.
That's strange, isn't it?
It was very strange. Probably the strangest thing that's happened to me the whole time we've been off air.
Yeah. What, Monday night? It's now Tuesday, ladies and gents. And the whole time we've been away.
3 months.
Dustin has hugged a Nazi. What else have you been up to?
Me? I've been watching some TV. Watching The Walking Dead.
Uh-oh.
And I know you're a fan as well.
Big fan of The Walking Dead. You got me into that, didn't you?
Oh, I got you into
it. I remember reading the comic book, so really I think I've probably been in it. And I kind of know what happens as well.
It doesn't really matter, does
it?
Well,
they all die.
Well, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they don't.
They do in the comic book. So. What else have you been watching? There's been some good stuff. Parks and Rec.
Love it. Parks and Rec.
Love that show.
It's great.
Yeah, and you definitely got me into that.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting you into
a lot of things.
Yeah, man.
Trouble.
What am I trying to get you into?
Apprentice.
Oh, me. It's so big in
the
game.
I'm a fan.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
As in, like, wait until you get further down the series. You've got to know, who's in and the people. And you get a vibe of, who's good and who's bad. But it's a brilliant show.
I love
got some good
Sugar.
People on. Sugar's great.
Brown Sugar. He's great.
He's not called... I'm Brown Sugar.
Oh, you're Brown Sugar.
Yeah.
He's Lord Sugar.
He's... Okay, yeah, he's Lord Sugar. he's one not to mess with.
He's a cool man.
Yeah, he's not that cool.
No?
No, is he cool?
I don't know, he just sat in that chair, isn't he?
Like, what?
Lord Sugar will see you
Did
now.
Did you see the last episode?
No.
With Jason?
No.
Mate, that's all I'm going to say. All I'm going to say, I will say a little bit more.
Right.
He calls someone back into the boardroom after they've just won a task, he calls someone in. And you're just a bit like, it's very good. Actually, was it Daro Bryan? Daro Breen?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Daro Breen.
Yeah. Breen. He does the You're Fired show after.
Does he?
That's always good fun.
I've never seen that one.
You should. You'd like that show.
I like Dara Breen.
Yeah, he's fit. Should we get down to it?
Yeah.
Let's do it. This part of the show, we get, we actually become the Agony Uncles. Now, what we did recently, I've been looking for a new job. I've got a couple of jobs at the moment. I'm just looking for another kind of part-time, something more interesting, something a little bit deeper. I went to the job centre, popped in, and I really just wanted to kind of have a chat with, you know, like a career advisor or that. Just like, what are my options? What's good? What's bad? And the one I went to in Slough was rubbish. I basically just spoke to the dude and was like, look, I'm looking to speak to someone. He was like, no, not going to happen today. And he was like, you're more than welcome to use our telephones. And I was like, why would I use your telephone?
I'll do that
at home. Exactly. He's like, you know, it's cool jobs up and stuff. And I was like, nah, I'm all right. And then I kind of thought, well, that'd be a great place because there's lots of people always hanging outside.
Lots of different characters.
Lots of different characters hanging outside. And I kind of thought, well, it'd be a chance, you know, to first, you know, podcast back, maybe just to kind of get them to write a few questions down, something they want to know. Again, generally, we're here to help. We told them about the podcast, and then some of them were kind enough to write their thoughts down.
Yeah, lovely.
And so they wrote some of their thoughts down, gave them a pen and paper, and basically said, look, we are here to help. So we got a few down. How many did you get?
I got about five.
I got about six.
Oh.
Okay, do you want to go first?
All right. Yeah. This one just says, dream pizza topping? ?
That's a good one. You know, there's lots of pizza places right next to the job centre, actually.
Is there?
Yeah, lots of
them. Why do you think that is?
People get hungry, they get their gyro, and they're like, suddenly really hungry. Apparently, like, you know, the theory of going into, like, a shopping supermarket is a bad idea if you go in on an empty stomach, because you just squander loads of money and you kind of just want to eat everything. Unless you're really overweight, and it's a good test. Isn't there, like, that bit in Dodgeball where he's, like, connected to, like, loads of, like, electrodes or something like that, connect to some sort of battery, and he's got a pizza in his hand, and he's just tempting himself. It's the equivalent of that.
White Goodman.
White Goodman, that's his name. Brilliant. Yeah. Dream pizza topping.
Yes.
Tell you what's the worst topping on a pizza.
What's your dream pizza
I know,
topping?
But I'm just telling you, pineapple is stupid. I went on a date the other day, and I was like, the next morning. Yeah, you like that? The next morning. That's right. I don't do things by halves.
The next morning.
We got pizza and she had pineapple on her pizza, the biggest turn off ever. I haven't spoken to her since. I threw the pizza in her face and then I just strutted out of the house and then I had to go back in and collect my shoes.
Oh, yeah.
And then I went. Yeah. Bow, 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 bow. That's a tune. Cliff Richard, Devil Woman, check it out.
What's your dream pizza topping?
Okay, I like pepperoni, but I also
pepperoni?
Like...
Pepperoni?
Yes.
A dream.
Okay.
Let me think. Pepperoni.
Chicken wings. Chicken wings. No, ribs. Ribs on a pizza.
That's great.
Yeah? But I don't want the bone.
Yeah, take the bone out.
It doesn't count, though, because it's not a rib, is it? Fried chicken. Fried chicken on a pizza. Curry.
Curry.
A madras pizza. Now we're talking, right?
Oh yeah.
I'm in.
Now
I'm
you're
in.
Talking.
Go on, go.
Me? Oh bloody hell.
I'll guess yours.
Go on.
Crisps. Watsits on a pizza.
Watsits. Quavers.
Rolos. Could you imagine Rolos on a pizza?
They just fall off. You want something you can stick in, like twiglets or something.
Yeah.
Like candles.
Twiglets? That sounds disgusting.
Or Marmite.
Marmite pizza. Someone must have made a Marmite pizza.
Oh, disgusting.
I think I used to like Marmite, and then I tried it again the other day and realised it was disgusting. Like eating tar.
So you love it and hate it?
I think I did love it, and now I hate it. You ever have Bovril? You just have it with hot water. It's kind of like soup.
I think my mum's got some, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we'll crack some open.
She would.
What do you mean she would? What are you insinuating?
Nah, nothing, mate.
Yeah?
Nah, nothing.
What's your mum got in the cupboard?
She's just chilling, man. She's got like paprika.
Oh, yeah.
Hummus.
Hummus. Yeah. 2,000 calories, mate.
What, hummus?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my mate ate a whole pot of it once. He was like, it's all right, that. It's only 100 calories. We were a bit like, what? Per serving. 2,000 in a whole pot. He's just eating it like With a spoon.
Like, with a spoon.
Like it's yogurt. Idiot.
Idiot. It's you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is that question answered?
I think so, yeah.
Bing! We should put a bing in.
Yeah, we should. Yeah. Maybe you should do that.
Okay, right. But right. I'll put it in for the minute.
Right, fine. Right. So, bing!
No, I'll do it.
All right. You've already done it.
Okay, yeah. Well, all right. I've got one here, and it says, how do you get a job working at the job centre? Interesting question.
That's a very... Well, how do you become...
An employee at the job centre.
So the guy asks, the career advisor asks you, so what is it you want? I want to be a career advisor.
Do you remember chatting to your career advisor? Career advisor.
My work experience was the worst thing.
What did you have?
Well, I told them I wanted to learn basic skills. And they put me in the primary school. That's so like, not what I meant.
Loose skills like...
I meant like working on a till.
I remember the week, and everyone, my mates had really good ones, you know, going to schools. That's not a bad one. I ended up working in a hotel.
That's not bad. Which one?
Savile Court.
Sounds like a headline. Sorry.
It's messed up. I remember they kept me in this cupboard.
What?
And I had to clean glasses in this cupboard with this strange man. I think he was from, like, India. And Ali G was big at the time, so I was teaching him how to say Ali G words. And he could speak English.
Can you teach
very
me
little. Just like Boyaka Shah.
Boyaka Shah.
And hear me now. He'd, you know, be doing that. Can you do the finger slap?
Yeah.
Go on then. You're going to add that in, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to add it in post-production.
But yeah, and I was just teaching him how to do that. And I turned up for 3 days, 2 days of my 5-day thing. And then I realised they weren't going to pay me at all, because sometimes they pay you, don't they?
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes if you get a really good one, I think a friend of mine worked at a newspaper. And they gave him like 120 quid at the end of the week.
Bloody hell.
Which isn't a lot, but still.
Well, it is for a teenager.
But yeah, no, they decided not to pay me, so I decided not to go back. Which I think has ruined my life. So how do you get a job at the job centre? Nobody knows.
It's an unanswerable question.
Bing!
I think I'm falling in love with my dog. I've even broke up with my boyfriend over it. Help.
Do you think dogs are hot? Is there any dog?
I don't think I've ever seen a hot dog.
No. Oh. Hot dog.
Yeah.
There are some dogs that are quite cute, I guess.
Poodles.
Poodles.
That's sort of your stereotypical hot dog, isn't it?
I don't know, but I don't see it, because sometimes they like cut their fur, so you see like their underlayer of skin.
Oh, usually yeah, it's like quite... that.
Ooh, you
yeah.
Like that, do you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I don't know. There must be some good-looking dogs out there. So, I mean, essentially, a dog's there. They don't judge you. They're always there. They're, you know, man's best friend. So I can understand how you could fall in love with a dog. However, if you were to break up with your boyfriend, he must have just been an absolute ass.
Yeah.
Or... Because when you say love, you don't necessarily mean physically love, do you?
No. I doubt she's in love with her dog.
She probably likes a cuddle from her dog, yeah. And her dog's always there to cuddle.
And the boyfriend's just like, all right, well, what about me?
I'm here. I'm on the sofa with you.
No.
Get that dog out of the way. Which is understandable, I guess.
It's me or the dog.
Is there a show that does that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. There's so many shit shows out there, isn't there?
Oh, so much. Yeah, have you heard about this show? It's called Tipping Point.
Right. Oh yeah, I watched it the other day.
There's a game show version of that arcade game.
It's horrendous.
Where you throw the pennies in.
Throw the pennies in, and they just have to kind of fall off the edge, don't they? Yeah, I watched a little.
It's not realistic either, because people will win, and yeah, in the actual game, there's just loads of pennies hanging off.
Yeah,
and then right at the back, there's like a watch. You're like, how am I going to get that?
That's true.
Or sometimes it's hanging on a hook.
Or like iPods and stuff like that in there. Yeah.
I'm never going to win that.
Tell you what else is a shit show.
What else is a shit show?
Next top dog model. Yeah, it's horrendous. Are
there any hot dogs on there?
I don't think there are. I've never watched it, to be fair. So maybe it's amazing. But Stacey Solomon's...
So what's it called? America's Next Top Dog Model?
I don't think it's called America's. I think it's literally a British show. And like, I think it's like Next Top Dog Model.
Who's the current top dog model?
I don't know. Just like a Labrador. They're usually quite good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Quite attractive dogs. I don't know what to say. You know, there has to be time for your dog, and there also has to be time for other people. If, you know, you've broken up with your boyfriend, look, it's over now. Maybe it wasn't going that well to begin with.
Find another dog lover.
Oh, that's a great idea. You must be able to do that,
right?
There
are loads of dog lovers out there.
You can do that on like dating websites. There must be a dating website.
Yeah, there's a uniformdating.com.
I mean, you must meet people when you dog walk anyway.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just bump into the same people. Mm. Morning. I think we've solved that question.
I think so.
Bing!
Bing!
No, don't I do the bing. It's my question now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bananas or apples? I enjoy bananas. Yeah.
Fantastic, isn't it?
That's right. Gives you a short burst of energy. I'm recently getting into apples. I had a friend of mine who said that if you go out drinking and you know you're going to be hungover in the morning, you know, you go for a big session, eat an apple before you go to bed, wake up in the morning, have another apple, and that's a hangover cure.
Really?
Yeah. I've always forgotten to have the initial apple.
What's the initial apple? Before you go drinking?
Before you go to bed.
Right.
And just keep an apple by your bed, I guess.
Yeah.
And then when you wake up first thing in the morning, eat another apple. And it's supposed to kind of like...
done.
Soak all the alcohol up and stuff like that. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Bing!
Bing!
This one says, why are there school?
Why are there school?
School is the best time of your life, isn't it?
Apparently, yeah.
What do you mean, apparently?
Well, like, you know, some people are really suited to school and some people aren't. Well, some people just really like working, don't they?
That's true. Well, I just think you meet your best friends at school, don't you?
Yeah.
You have to go, really.
Yeah.
So it's something to do.
Yeah.
But I found when I left school, I was just hanging around, didn't know what to do.
It's true. It's true. I mean, school is essentially a place where you kind of
grow.
Yeah. You grow. I mean, you learn stuff, obviously. That's probably the key element
part
of it.
Growth.
But I do think there is an element of just being able to socialise. However, I've read the statistic. Just cut this whole fucking bit out.
Yeah.
apparently, if you're home taught, self taught, taught at home,
yeah.
Your parents teach you. Apparently,
who taught you?
if you're homeschooled, you're more sociable. Maybe that's because you're dealing one on one with an adult. Do you know what I mean?
The opposite.
That's what I would have thought, but no. If you're homeschooled, you get on better in life, and that you mature quicker,
yeah,
and something like that. Instead of hanging around certain groups,
boys.
You went to a boys' school, didn't you?
I did go to a boys' school. So did you?
I did.
It was all right. It was all right.
It was all right. I mean, there was plenty of banter.
Oh, wow, plenty.
I've also read something where they say that boys' school boys in particular don't have successful marriages. So, yeah, I remember hearing that on the radio.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, you know, bollocks.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think it is bollocks. Yeah. It's a good word to
maybe,
say.
Maybe it's, maybe that's just, you know, a certain percentage of people. I don't know. Do you ever kind of think if you had your time at school again, you'd do better?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Especially the last year. I took psychology for some reason.
Yeah.
I think I was watching a lot of Frasier at the time.
Yeah.
In the end, I got an X.
What the hell is an X? What's an X?
Exactly. I thought it was a little kiss. I thought my teacher was coming on to me. Nah.
Maybe it's just not even worth marking, as in just like cross.
I think it might have been because I didn't turn up to one of the exams.
What were you doing?
I went to the wrong room.
This is sixth form level, is it? Right, okay, great. Well, there you go.
I went to the wrong room.
That shows how
well. And I was like, oh, they've all gone. That must be over.
How good your school was. Do you want to name and shame your school?
Went to boys' school.
Oh, that's lame. That's lame.
Why?
Someone's going to hear this and then the headmaster's going to come over to your house.
Yeah, good.
He's going to breeze over and be like, why are you bad naming it, Mike?
What?
Ah.
You're bad mouthing the school just by talking, mate.
It's a good thing I didn't get a Windsor Boys.
Yes, you did.
So I've got nothing to do with this at all.
Where
did you go? I think you're really good at what you do.
Where did you go?
Eton.
Bollocks.
Is the economy going to get worse? Considering, you know, you read a lot and you watch the news a lot.
Yeah,
I think you should answer this one.
I do read a lot, actually. Yeah.
Is the economy going to get worse?
Is it going to get worse? Well, the way I look at it is, it's like we've had a few bad grapes.
Grapes, okay. Right.
Well, the years represent the grapes.
Okay, so now, okay, I'm with you.
You know, we've had a few bad ones, but don't let that represent the bunch. Because sooner or later, the bloody cracking grape's going to turn up and everything will be fine. Like wine.
So is the economy gonna get any worse? It is gonna get worse.
No, it's
not gonna get worse.
It's gonna get better.
Okay, great. Well,
but then it might get worse again. And then it'll get better again. That's life. Ups and downs.
I heard there was
life is a roller coaster. roller coaster.
I heard
just gotta ride it.
Yeah, there's a counter you can check on the internet.
County.
A counter, and it checks, type in your details and stuff, and they'll tell you how long you have to live.
Wow.
Yeah.
What if it's just like 5 seconds or something? 5, 4, 3. I'd be shitting myself.
Yeah, what would you do in that 5 seconds?
I'd probably throw the computer out the window.
And then the glass from that shards your face.
And I die.
Yeah. Can you recite the Lord's Prayer?
Our Father.
Yep.
You aren't in heaven?
No, don't say aren't, because that means he's not there. So, so isn't in heaven?
Wait, where's our Father? He aren't in heaven.
Our Father, who art.
Oh, art.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Who art in heaven. Hello.
Hallowed. Hello.
Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. On earth as it is.
In
heaven.
Yeah. And then what happens?
Amen.
Nope. But that's good. Hey.
Really? No.
No, it carries on.
Right, well, that's the best bit, isn't it? That's the chorus.
It's not the chorus. Okay, yeah, it's the chorus. This time next week, when we do the podcast, I want to hear the whole thing.
Why? It's not entertaining.
But it's entertaining for me. I want to see if you can learn it.
Learn the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, because at school you'd have known it, or the homework would have been like the next day. All right, cool.
Give us this day our daily bread.
Yeah.
That's the rest, is it?
No, that's not all that's of it, but yeah, okay. No, it's not a different one. It's the same one. It's a good feature, that. Can you recite the Lord's Prayer?
It's not a good feature.
Answers on a postcard. Okay, that's, what was the question? Is the economy going to get any worse?
Yeah.
The answer is...
No, it aren't.
Will drinking solve my problems?
Depends what you're drinking.
Short term, yes. Long
term, if you've
got a
cold and it's cow pole, then yes.
That's just drinking loads of... Do you get the kids cow pole?
Yeah.
Tastes so much better,
so
doesn't it?
So nice.
So much
does
better.
Does nothing.
Yeah. I'm assuming drinking alcohol. Short term, yes, it will solve your problems. Long term, it may give you more problems.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Is that a good answer?
Yeah.
I think that's the best answer of the
day. Ever.
Yeah. Bing! So, thanks for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
Producer, do you want to say goodbye? No, she's too shy, bless her. We'll be back next week with some more... what is it we do?
Podcast.
Yes, for more podcast listening and...
they'll be listening when we talk.
Okay. Some more talking words on our podcast.
Into your ears.
Bye-bye!